Bernie Sanders made headlines this week by declining to attend the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee policy conference held this week in Washington, D.C. Sanders was the only remaining Democratic or Republican Party candidate not to attend. But he gave no reason except that he felt it was more important for him to be campaigning in Arizona. High on IPAC's agenda were bills designed to stop the nonviolent BDS movement to boycott, divest, or sanction Israel for its mistreatment of the Palestinian people. KPFA's Ann Garrison has more.
There is now a full-fledged national movement to counter the BDS movement, with AIPAC-supported bills moving forward not only in Congress but also in 24 state legislatures. These bills mimic legislation passed by the Israeli Knesset in 2014 and a resolution passed by Canada's House of Commons by a vote of 229-51 on February 22nd this year. The Canadian resolution read, quote, that, given Canada and Israel share a long history of friendship, the House rejects the boycott, divestment, and sanctions BDS movement, which promotes the demonization and delegitimization of the State of Israel, and calls upon the government to condemn any and all attempts by Canadian organizations, groups, or individuals to promote the BDS movement, both here at home and abroad. Unquote. Liberal Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau supported the resolution and has readily condemned BDS. Canadian journalist Murray Dobbin wrote an essay titled, quote, Justin Trudeau's Shame, Extending Carte Blanche to Israel. The essay was published in Counterpunch and Canada's The Tyee. Dobbin, speaking to Phil Taylor on the CIUT Toronto Taylor Report, said this was typical of Canadian governments and politicians.
It's typical of virtually every Canadian government and actually every Canadian political leader. And this particular resolution was so appalling. I mean, it really doesn't actually change a whole lot, but it's just so offensive. It's not even so much about Israel. It's the conservative resolution in the House that condemns anyone who supports the boycott, divest, and sanction campaign against Israel, which, of course, is a campaign that began really back in, well, I guess it was like 2008, I think. It was a campaign that was decided upon as an alternative to armed struggle against Israel, which, of course, it's the fifth most powerful army in the world. You're not likely to win an armed struggle with them. So this was a decision to pursue a peaceful strategy. But for the Liberal government, especially given that Justin Trudeau's father was the one who brought the Charter of Rights to life in Canada, to condemn people for promoting a peaceful action is just so offensive. It smacks of political cowardice.
Dobbin also said that Canada's Israel lobby is powerful, but not nearly so powerful as the Israel lobby in the U.S. Hillary Clinton expressed her support for the anti-BDS movement in a letter to well-known Israeli-American businessman Haim Saban, in which she wrote, quote, Dear Haim, I am writing to express my alarm over the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, or BDS, a global effort to isolate the State of Israel by ending commercial and academic exchanges. I know you agree that we need to make countering BDS a priority. Unquote. Haim Saban has donated $6.4 million to Hillary Clinton's campaign in a combination of individual and PAC contributions. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.